Seit anderthalb Jahren schlägt ein großer.
Since 1.5 years, a case of repression has stirred up the anarchist scene and also the German and international left. It is about the so-called Park Bench 3. Today, I'm speaking with two friends from the surroundings of the three, who are also part of the support group, and we will try to give you an overview of what has happened. The trial has recently come to an end. A sentence has been passed, which is not legally valid yet. Maybe you want to talk about what has happened, what the three were accused of, and how the court case went.
Was den drei vorgeworfen wird und wie der Prozess gelaufen ist.
Genau, also ich kann ja mal anfangen.
Yes, sure. I can start. In July 2019, three people have been arrested while sitting on a park bench at night. Two were kept in investigative custody, while one of them was let go on parole. Then, the trial started in January 2020 and the sentence was passed on the 5th of November 2020 after more than 50 days of court.
2020 nach über 50 Verhandlungstagen gesprochen.
Den drei wurde unterstellt, zur Last gelegt, dass sie.
The three were accused of planning an offense and to conspire to commit crimes, namely arson. In one case, allegedly heavy arson. Also, for one of them, an offense against the law, which restricts possession of certain weapons, and for the other two, aiding this offense. All of that was impeached by the general prosecutor in Hamburg, which was noticeable because the general prosecutor normally leads bigger cases, like so-called terrorism and not so much political cases.
Die politischen Anklagen hier verfolgt.
Genau, vielleicht kann man dazu noch sagen, dass die.
Right. Maybe I should add that the court case took place in a high security courtroom. So, behind a plexiglass shield and with special controls at the entrance. Also, during Corona lockdown, normally 100 people fit into this high security room. With Corona, at times, only between 6 and 18. At times, there were passport controls, allegedly due to Corona rules. But who knows?
Was mit Corona begründet wurde, aber genau, wo man nicht so genau weiß.
Der Prozess hat insgesamt über 50 Prozesstage umfasst.
The court case had all in all more than 50 days of trial. Therefore, it's difficult to give an easy overview. But there are reports written for many court days, so if someone wants to read up on those, you can find them on parkbankprozess.blackblocks.org.
parkbankprozess.blackblocks.org.
Okay, über 50 Prozesstage und.
Okay, more than 50 days of trial and the case led by the general prosecution. That sounds wicked. How did the sentence or the sentences turn out?
Wie ist das oder wie sind die Urteile denn jetzt ausgefallen?
Also,
it was a bit constructed that one person was emphasized on in the indictment and also in the media. But we will talk about that later. So, this person got 1 year and 10 months. Another person who was in jail with him got 1 year and 7 months. And the third person got 1 year and 8 months. And every sentence without probation. On the day the sentence was passed, the detention orders were lifted. So, on this day, the 5th of November, since then, all of them are out of jail.
Seitdem sind alle draußen.
Okay, schön, dass alle.
Nice to hear they are all walking free at the moment. How is it going to continue now?
Geht's denn jetzt weiter?
Also das Urteil ist nach wie vor nicht.
So, the sentence is still not officially legally valid. And it's also still not set out in writing, which means we can only wait until we have the argumentation for the sentence. When it comes, they will for sure have the case heard by a higher court and we must wait what the result will be. At this time, we need to assume that all three have to face their jail time. Of course, the time the two of them were in jail already will be deduced. Therefore, the actual time left will be much shorter for them as for the third person, who was in jail only for a short time. Of course, this means for us and also the accused that the case is not over because the sentence has been passed. It will go on. The solidarity work will go on and the support will go on. But at the moment, we are very happy to be back together with them.
Weitergeht, aber wir uns erstmal sehr darüber freuen, wieder mit allen gemeinsam draußen sein zu können, die da angeklagt waren.
Und
how did the trial go from your perspective? Have there been things or events that one should pay special attention to? We read something about an obviously far-right fire investigation expert who was involved in the trial and wrote some fire reports. What was that about?
Was war da los?
Also zunächst.
So to start with, the trial was heavily influenced by the obvious wish to convict by the general prosecutor. During the course of the trial, or rather towards the end of it, the court stepped back from the accusation of heavy arson, which means they no longer accused the three of planning to burn townhouses, while the prosecutor still held on this idea. The court, however, dropped this specific charge, and this, of course, also affected the sentences. And, right, there was this fire investigator, his name was Herr Gesell, who was put in charge by the cops to write a fire report, which he did. Due to research, people found out that he was a part of the far-right movement, and he shared right-wing and racist comments on his private Facebook page. Therefore, his fire report was declined by the court and not used.
Und damit musste dann auch das Gutachten abgelehnt werden.
Ja, bemerkenswert finde ich da drin auch.
Yes, I think it's worth mentioning that he insulted courts and prosecutors on his private Facebook page, which he meanwhile deleted, which was the main reason for them both to reject him. So if it goes against themselves, they seem to be pretty sensitive. For that was the reason to reject him, not only the racism.
Haben Daten abgelehnt irgendwie und nicht nur aufgrund des Rassismus.
Könnt ihr denn?
Can you tell a bit about the court days? How was the atmosphere? Can you say how it generally went down? Were there a lot of people? How did the accused do there?
Und wie haben sich die die Angeklagten da gegeben?
Also die Angeklagten haben das über sich ergehen lassen.
So the accused just endured it. The two sat in jail anyway, and the third person also had to be there, but they decided, due to their political perspective and conviction, not to cooperate with the court and not to recognize the court as such. This means they did not testify, they did not say anything at all, and they have merely attended the theatrical performance and let the lawyers do their thing. They have been accompanied by their surroundings and people in solidarity. On every day of trial, there was an audience. We already heard that at times, due to COVID-19, only 6 people were allowed in the audience, then at times 18. Sometimes family was there to support. On every day of trial, there was a protest in front of the court, which welcomed the people who came for the trial and also made the trial way more public.
Und eben auch Öffentlichkeit hergestellt wurde.
Vielleicht auch noch so als Ergänzung, also
maybe. In addition to that, of course, as anarchists, we reject courts, which also the three have demonstrated. But still, we do not want to talk about how they would see the court case or the time in jail they spent. And we do not want to talk representatively for the three. But there is a text which the three have put out directly after the sentence was passed, which you can find on the Soli blog under parkbanksolidarity.blackblocks.org.
parkbanksolidarity.blackblocks.org.
Mm-hmm. Den werden wir auch verlinken.
Yes, we will put a link to that on our website. Then, right, we are not going to talk so much about the accused, who also spoke for themselves already, as you just said. Do you have the impression that it was possible throughout the trial to put this repression into a larger context?
Größeren Kontext zu setzen?
Also ich würde sagen,
yes, I would say a larger context was already achieved by the fact that there has been so much international solidarity. In general, the trial must be seen in the context of an authoritarian formation of the state, a and also distinct a social climate, especially in Hamburg and especially after G20.
Nach dem G20.
Yes, and I would also say that we clearly view this wish to convict in a historical context. There has not been a conviction in Hamburg based on militant actions in this form for a long time. Now they thought they had caught three who allegedly planned crimes. And for them, it is about convicting these three as some kind of representatives of the woke movement in Hamburg for the last 20 years.
Die drei stellvertretend für die gesamte Bewegung in Hamburg der letzten 20 Jahre abzuurteilen.
Ist denn
Did you have the impression that there was a debate happening in, let's say, the not leftist local media and also more general in bigger circles leaving the leftist scene?
Also zu Beginn des Prozesses.
So, at the start of the trial and also directly after the arrests, so half a year before the trial began, the attention in the media was really big. It started with a small local newspaper from the neighborhood where the three got arrested in and then spread throughout all the local media. Unfortunately, we must say that they generally just wrote down the story according to what the cops told them and therefore also carried out their will to convict the three. They also used very dramatic phrasing such as that the police achieved to quote-unquote step into the heart of the anarchist scene.
Herz der anarchistischen Szene zu stechen beispielsweise.
Ja, oder also das ist
yes, true. It was like that in the beginning, when they were arrested. There was a lot of coverage in the media, and then it decreased a lot during the trial. From time to time there was something, for example, with this Herrgesell, fire investigator, or so. And then, of course, again on the day of the sentence passing. There was not so much in between.
Dazwischen war dann gar nicht mal mehr so viel.
And sure, so if the media would stick with the cops' narrative more, which happens quite often, was it an objective for the support group or generally the scene to influence a public debate on this? Did people put an effort into this?
Well, I would say it was not an objective in that sense. It was rather a consciousness decision. For example, not to be in contact with the media and not to answer to their requests. So, not to talk to the press was a consciousness decision. But I would not say that there was no social debate. The Solidarity Group made an effort to reach publicity, also by publishing various texts. Then there was an assembly in the social center Rota Flora. There were info talks, not only in Hamburg, but various cities, and this was more directed to people who are anyway in solidarity with the accused in that trial.
Yes, and as we said, we were more focused on the solidarity structures which aimed clearly at establishing a point of view that is in contradiction to the perspectives of the general prosecution, the cops and the court. So counter-publicity in the sense that people who are confronted with the lies of the so-called authorities can hear different voices and therefore not fall for their lies, especially when it's about such high charges. And for us, it was clearly an objective that discussions take place in our circles and not publicly, because we made the choice not to cooperate with the media and not to trust them.
Als die drei festgenommen worden sind,
when the three were arrested, I had the impression that a huge wave of solidarity started, a lot of actions were carried out. Could you talk a bit on which various types of actions took place at the start, but also over the time of the trial?
Zu Beginn, aber auch über den Prozess hinweg.
Also, ja, also ich, es war auf jeden Fall echt krass.
So I would say, so especially at the start, in the first months, but I would also say permanently, there was a lot of solidarity from total different directions. This is all more precisely written down on the blog. But especially in Hamburg, it was very visible among the city for a long time, through graffitis and whatever else, which were related to the three. There was, as we said earlier, a manifestation on every day of the trial. There were other demonstrations. There were rallies going to the prison, there was, or there still is, a radio show, like an anti-prison radio show, in solidarity with the three. There were, or they also said how many thousands of letters they received in jail. And of course, there had been a lot of direct action and sabotage. I don't know. Do you remember more?
Ich weiß gar nicht, vielleicht fällt dir noch mehr ein.
Naja, mir fällt ein.
Yes, I remember that a lot of money has been collected for the trial and for the three because the whole case costs plenty. And a lot of money has been collected again and again. But I also remember that a lot of things planned could not happen because of this pandemic that started shortly after the beginning of the trial. So big events that had been already planned, like protests, or for example a tattoo circus in Hamburg, in solidarity with the three, had to be cancelled. Also many info talks and events in other cities could not happen because of that. So we and all the others in solidarity had to act in an even more difficult situation. And yet there was a lot going on which was really good for all people involved and which gave a lot of strength. And the three emphasized a lot on how much that all helped them to keep their heads up.
Und was auch viel Kraft gegeben hat und was die drei auch immer wieder gesagt haben, dass ihnen das sehr dabei geholfen hat, die Köpfe oben zu behalten.
Jetzt sind die drei ja erstmal raus.
The three are out of prison for now. What would you say, which form of solidarity makes sense right now? What can we still do?
Was kann man noch tun?
Also ich würde erstmal sagen,
I would say immediately. I would say any form of solidarity always makes sense. Always makes sense. Or that there is no unnecessary solidarity. What we think is important is that people put their own thoughts into that and think about which form of solidarity, which actions are suitable for them. And then I would say everything or anything makes sense. And like it was said earlier, it doesn't matter which form of solidarity there was. It all gave a great deal of strength, not only to the three, but also to their surroundings. So also for us, every solidarity photo we saw was very cool and very nice.
Total cool und total schön.
Do you want to add anything? Is there something you find important to bring up?
What I think is important to mention is that we always have to bear in mind which are the aims of repression. It is always about dividing. It is about spreading fear and keeping people from doing what they think is right and appropriate. And for that, we can say that after 1.5 years, that they did not achieve that aim to divide. We talked about how many people related to the case, how many solidarity actions took place, how much publicity there was. This was a part where the massive repression actually gave us a lot of strength and trust and led to many people moving closer together, thus overcoming the whole thing in a collective way and not succumbing to fear.
Das gemeinsam und kollektiv überstanden haben und sich nicht der Angst total hingegeben haben.
Ja, also
yes, I also think so. It is very difficult and very hard to have such beloved people sitting in prison and to miss them so much. This triggers a lot of fears and insecurities. But the things that repression specifically wants to achieve, I would also say, quite the opposite happened. We grew together and got stronger because of it. If the state aims to destroy our structures, well, the opposite happened.
Weit gefehlt, also genau das Gegenteil ist passiert.
Das ist schön zu hören.
That's nice to hear. Then I'd like to thank you a lot for the interview at this point. And however the case might continue, whether the sentence stays like this, whether the three will have go back to jail again, I wish you and of course also the three all the strength they need.
Wünsche ich euch und natürlich auch den dreien viel Kraft.
Freiheit für alle Gefangenen.
Freedom to all prisoners.